What time is it, kids?
Showtime. Are you ready?
I'm ready. Are you ready?
Here we go. Ready.
This is the Bob and Jeff Show, starring Bob Lutz.
I mean, you got to bring it. I'm here every day bringing it because I carry the show.
There's a force in the universe that makes things happen. And all you have to do is get in touch with it. Stop thinking, let things happen, and be the ball.
Jeff Lutz.
Could it be that difficult of a job? This seems like a job that any old schmuck could do.
It's not realistic. It's crazy.
97.5 and 1240 KFH.
Strap yourself in and feel the G's.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to a Monday edition of the Bob and Jeff Show, KFH Radio. We're here until 7 o'clock this evening. Jeff Lutz joining me, Bob Lutz, in our final week of shows. We're counting them down. How was your weekend? We watched the Royal Rumble together.
We sure did.
We saw Jey Uso and Charlotte Flair win those respective Rumble matches.
Charlotte Flair, does she need to win every match she's in, or what's the deal?
What are you upset with her about now?
Not upset with her, but good grief. She just comes back and wins immediately? Where's the storytelling
in that?
John
Cena was almost one.
Right, but he lost.
Hadn't been there in 30 years.
There's no almost in professional wrestling.
So I don't have a problem with it.
I guess.
Who'd you want to win?
Somebody else.
Oh, that's too bad.
Jordan Grace.
Oh, yeah. Somebody just never been in WWE before. Great.
Yeah, you know.
So what's new? Anything? No football to talk about. We'll be talking about it all week. Chiefs ready to go against the Philadelphia Eagles on Sunday. Down in New Orleans, I haven't seen a line yet. I think the Chiefs were 2.5.
Sounds about right.
Last I looked. And
I wouldn't be surprised if that line moved a little bit toward Philadelphia over the course of the week.
I choked my guts out on the picks, and I'll be the first to admit it.
As did I, but only in the bonus game.
Yeah, you did well otherwise.
Yes.
Duda got his bonus.
He picked the Lakers?
Yeah.
Even after they traded... I know it wasn't after, but
yeah,
goodness
this
gracious.
Was before.
That trade was unbelievable.
He and Max picked the Lakers. Max neither had a very good week of picks, but because they got their bonus pick right, they scored some points. So did you. I didn't.
That certainly helps.
I end with 2 points. I'm now 28 behind Jason Duda.
Probably out of it.
Probably. But you know what? The world will never know. We'll make our picks this week. Game will be played Sunday. I'll never say a word about it.
I bet Jason will.
No, he won't.
Sure he will.
To who?
Us.
No, I won't take his call.
He texts usually. I don't know if he's ever called. He might call.
I won't take
I don't know
his
what
text.
Is, I don't I can, know what the situation
I can block
be.
Text.
No, you can't.
Oh, you can block a person.
Show me how to do that.
From texting you?
Yeah, just show me how.
Well, of course you can.
I know, but show me how you do that.
Okay, well, it's not hard.
Have you done it?
Sure I have.
Okay. Usually when you say sure I have, that means no, I haven't.
No, I have.
Okay.
Maybe once or twice. You didn't think you could block text?
We were talking about this at work the other day. Of course I know you can block. I just don't know if you know how.
Why would you think that I'm some dummy?
Because things pass people by. This is what
No, why would you think that?
Because it happens.
That I'm some idiot that can't figure out how to block somebody.
Yeah, I've so moved on from that.
No, I want to know more.
I have no more to give. I've moved on mentally from it. I have nothing left about it.
I'm still smarter than you are.
That's good. We were talking at work.
I want to get more into
I don't care. I don't care, though, about that.
Well, you're the one who brought it up.
We only have 12 hours. This is oceanfront property, the stuff that we talk about on this show.
We'll talk about it. What do you have?
What I was saying was we were talking at work the other day about, you know, because some people still, maybe people of advanced age still call us and ask, you know, what time is the game or what channel is the game on, stuff you could look up on the internet. And there are some people, maybe perhaps of advanced age, who haven't quite figured out the internet or haven't attempted. And I was wondering, what will that be for my generation? What will that be for the next generation where younger people say they don't know how to use this?
AI.
Probably. Something of that degree.
Associated with
but
that.
TikTok and stuff like that's already moving way past me.
Well, you're not meant to understand it.
It's not that I don't understand
care about it. TikTok. Couldn't care less.
I watch an occasional TikTok, an occasional Instagram reel or a Facebook reel.
If it's on X or Twitter, I'll watch it. I don't ever go to TikTok except to see your daughter's fashion stuff.
Really? How's that going?
I think she's stopped that, hasn't she?
Probably.
So I did check that out. But other than that, no. Now, aren't you amazed I could figure that out at my advanced age?
A little bit, yeah.
By the way, we're going to get Ted Woodward on the show Friday, and we're going to perform for you.
Oh, God. Starting at 6:05, I hope.
His brother requested it. Did you see that on Facebook?
I did not.
He requested the Merv and Mabel. What's
really?
Wrong with that?
I don't know. I guess if we're playing the hits of the... Can we put it on 103.7? Because we're playing the oldies.
Why are you so threatened?
Threatened. Why do you always say that?
I mean,
like, I'd be threatened.
I got a shtick that works with Ted Woodward, and you're just...
I know, but it's never evolved.
Why would it need to?
Why would anyone need to evolve and change and do something different?
I think he called it the greatest hits.
Right. That's what it is. We haven't put out anything new in a while. We're not. Hey,
I don't see Ted nearly as much.
He's over at the studio. Just celebrated 30 years.
I used to see him there quite often, obviously. And I used to see him at every Wichita State home basketball game.
You'd probably still be going if he wasn't the public address announcer.
I might.
But would he still be going?
Good question.
Because he went for the Shocker locker room show.
He has no need to go, other than being public address.
Right.
I don't know.
The voice of the Shocker Athletics, at least from a public address standpoint. Mike Kennedy from a radio standpoint, of course.
Right.
Don't want to shortchange anybody on this, our final week.
How do you feel about it all?
I don't know.
I don't either. Like, here's how I feel about it. What I'm saying right now, I know nobody's hearing except you, right? They're
correct.
Not hearing it live. And they'll hear it later, but by then I'll be maybe taking a nap. I don't know what I'll be doing.
Could be anything.
And the immediacy has gone away, and it's just not the same.
I just assume I won't know how I feel until Monday, next Monday.
I'm terrible at knowing how I feel.
Really?
Awful. I can't. At one minute I feel something, the next I don't. You know what I'm saying?
I feel like I've solved that problem with myself.
I think I trust my overwhelming feeling that I need a break. At the very least.
Good. You should trust that feeling.
Long, nice break. Maybe in 6 months I'll say, I'm ready to come back.
Let's fire up the band.
No Jeff, right? And I'll say, yeah, no Jeff.
Perfect.
And they'll say, good, we'll have you.
Keep going. This sounds great so far. What else?
Well, what if you're not available?
What if I'm not?
Then what if I decide I want to do radio?
Then you'll forge ahead with somebody else or somebody's else.
Maybe you'll be available. Who knows?
It's hard to know.
There's no way to tell.
Not even a shred.
The new guy from 2 to 5 here may flame out. Who knows?
Well, he'll be on from 5 to 7.
No, I'm talking about the new guy now on.
Jim Rome?
Yes. Maybe he'll flame out.
Yeah, you never know.
Maybe he'll decide, I don't like this.
His show has been corporate for a while. I get it. I understand. But it's overly corporate now. We'll see.
You never know.
I mean, I love his show. Listen to it right now.
What does that mean?
I don't know.
You listened to it earlier.
I've listened to Jim Rome for almost 30 years.
So this week, my idea is we're going to get on a lot of guests. And we're going to talk to people who have been on our show frequently over the years. And in that vein, today, Adam Teicher from ESPN.com. He covers the Chiefs. He's down to his final game. This is it for Adam Teicher.
Right.
He's retiring to the mountains of Colorado.
That'll be it for him.
So he's preparing to cover his final game, and he's covered probably more Chiefs games than anyone.
Probably, yeah.
Would be my guess.
Was he somewhere before the Star?
He was at the Kansas City Star, but he was there for a long time. So we look forward to that conversation. At 2:40, Joe Auer, the basketball coach at Heights, will join us. And at 3:20, Steve Martin, the football coach at Wichita Northwest. Not football season.
But he's one of our favorites.
But we like Coach Martin, and we're going to have people on that have been on the show a lot.
And Kyle Lindstedt tomorrow at 2:40.
Yeah, never been on the show, but we'll talk. He's been on the show, but
a couple times.
Is he a friend of the show?
Well, I didn't know our theme was going with a lot of.
Of course, he's a friend of the show. He's
repeat
a good guy.
Yes. Yeah, he's this coach
when
at Sunrise.
You told me last week, I thought you were talking about the guy who's now at Texas Tech.
Right. Luke Barnwell.
Yeah, I got it mixed up. So we got Kyle Lindstedt, who's
right.
Got his Sunrise Academy team in this big Wichita Hoops event coming up this week, right?
Yeah, that's right.
Well, what do you know about it?
Someone asked me if Sunrise played Shawnee Mission Northwest, would it be close?
Well, who knows?
It
might be.
Mm.
Shawnee Mission Northwest is good.
They're very, very good.
We'll ask Joe Auer.
Okay. It was the big fella Anthony, in fact, who asked me. And I said,
were you on his podcast?
No, he just Facebook messaged me one day. It wasn't.
Why would he think you'd know? That's just, Anthony, if you're listening.
Because I saw Shawnee Mission Northwest.
If you're listening, Anthony, that's not anything Jeff knows.
And I'll probably see Shawnee Mission Northwest again this year. No reason why I won't go down to the state tournaments again.
Yeah, I like going to the state tournaments. I don't think I went last year for some reason. But I like going to the state tournaments.
It's a good time.
And I'll miss talking to these high school coaches. That's something we do that no one else does.
Right. Nobody. Maybe some others occasionally.
I don't listen.
But not very often.
We've made a habit of it. And we'll get some of our favorites on.
Yeah, they're all our favorites.
On this week. Well, no, some of them are our real favorites.
We'll get our most frequent favorites.
Why are you scared of things?
No, we love everybody, right?
I do love everybody.
Isn't that the theme of this show?
We've had some, like I'm going to get Eric Adams from Wellington on.
Good.
I identify him with this whole high school movement we have.
He's been certainly at the forefront.
Who else?
Now,
Brandon Clark from Derby's a must.
Yeah.
There's no question about it.
Troy Black would be good. We've had him. I've always liked talking to him.
Have they ever had Troy Black?
We've had Troy Black several times. I like talking to him. I hope you get him on.
I'll see what I think.
See what you think.
Gosh, now I'm starting to miss these people.
Well.
Who knows what I'll
Shelby
do.
Shelby Wehrman.
You can never know what I'll do. How do you do a podcast?
I don't know.
Do you know how to do it? Like, do I have the right equipment? I bought all the right equipment, didn't I?
I don't know, honestly.
I bought the board and...
Yeah, we got a board. We got microphones. Huh? We go out on the air. I don't know. Do you want to do a podcast?
I don't know what I want to do. I want to get 6 months down the road.
How about on April 1st? You don't decide anything, but you start formulating some kind of idea.
Can I watch the Cardinals play for a month or so first?
Sure.
That'll dictate my mood.
Well, it won't be good.
Jim Edmonds I don't know if you heard about this, but he was interviewed on a St. Louis radio station. He's no longer going to be on the television broadcast. And he's basically just said, I don't want to do anything for the Cardinals anymore. I'm kind of done.
Really?
He's living part-time in Tennessee, bought some farmland. He's an interesting guy. Quirky, unlike anyone. It was an amazing interview. They talked to him for 45 minutes. And it's getting all kinds of reaction.
Because
from Cardinals fans.
Was he negative about the Cardinals? Or did he
wasn't really negative. He just said it's not the same.
they don't treat their former players the way they used to. He felt like he was kind of shunned. But then he admits, I never watch a game unless I'm on it.
Hmm.
He's just a hard guy to figure out. You can sort of see both sides of all of it.
It's
strange. I wouldn't want a guy on my TV broadcast that never watched a game unless he was doing the game.
I agree. In an analyst position where you're a former player and you're paid to give insight on what's going on in the game, but you also got to have the empirical knowledge of watching previous games and knowing what's going on. So yeah, I would agree.
You don't have to watch every inning of every game.
No.
But you gotta, if you know you got, like, he was a secondary guy to Brad Thompson, right?
Sure.
Brad Thompson does 75% of the games. Edmonds does 25. So on those games where he knows he's going to work, he probably ought to pay attention leading up to it.
It would help. Who's going to be the 25% guy
now? I haven't read that. I don't think they know that.
With Chip in the booth.
I don't know. I don't think they know that. I'm getting really antsy about it all, though. Here we are on February 3rd, and not nary a move, as Andy Griffith would say.
Not a thing going on.
No, nary a thing.
Nary a thing.
Thank you for saying that. I appreciate that.
You're welcome.
This is the Bob and Jeff Show on 97.5 and 1240 KFH.
All right, we are back. The Last Waltz, the musical theme of the week for obvious reasons. Achilles' Last Stand from Led Zeppelin gets us kicked off. Here's Adam Teicher from ESPN.com. Has covered the Chiefs for a long time. Hello, Adam.
Hey, Bob, how are you guys doing today?
We're doing well. How many years have you been in the capacity of covering Kansas City Chiefs football?
Well, Joe Montana was the Chiefs quarterback when I started, so this is my 32nd year, believe it or not. So,
amazing.
I don't know if that's a record, but it's got to be pretty close. No.
And we know this is your swan song, as well as the Chiefs trying to win Super Bowl number 3 in a row. I'm not sure which is the biggest story, but let's go with the Chiefs. Here they are against Philadelphia, a rematch of 2 years ago. Some of the same personnel, obviously. One big difference is Saquon Barkley, and a lot of people question whether the Chiefs have what it takes to slow him down, let alone keep him under control. Do they?
Yeah, that's a good question. I don't know. There's a lot there for the Chiefs to handle in the Eagles. I mean, between Barkley and a great offensive line and two really good receivers, the Eagles have a lot for the Chiefs to worry about. So you wonder a little bit, you know. I'm sure the Chiefs will have their share of wins out there, but how many wins will the Eagles get? You know, how many snaps will they win, and what kind of big plays will they get out of those? So, yeah, you wonder a little bit. I feel like this is going to be a game the Chiefs are going to need to score some points. I don't know that they can win a low-scoring game here, so we'll see. But I feel like this is one that's going to have to be a little bit like the last one, and then that the Chiefs are going to need to win a high-scoring game against the Eagles.
What do the Chiefs have that the Eagles need to worry about? I hear a lot how, 2-53, the Eagles probably have a superior roster, but then you have the quarterback and the coach. Is that formula enough? Obviously, it's enough to win, but is it enough to put a scare into the Eagles? Is that what they're really focusing on this week?
Well, yeah. I mean, I don't think the Eagles have seen a quarterback as resourceful as Patrick Mahomes this year, we know what Andy Reid and his staff is capable of. So, that can keep a team close, maybe even win a team a game. I think this thing will be maybe closer than a lot of people think. I think it'll be a competitive game, no doubt about it.
Adam Tascher with us from ESPN.com. So here are the Chiefs, and they're as healthy as they've been all season long. They've started, Patrick Mahomes has really started to utilize a lot of different guys in the offense. The one thing I guess I would question is where do they get their yards on the ground? Although Kareem Hunt has been phenomenal, really. Is Pacheco in a spot where you think he could bust loose? I mean, he really hasn't had that game yet.
Yeah, he hasn't since he's been back. I'm wondering whether the Chiefs go with a hot hand here, you know, whether they don't stay more with Kareem Hunt than they did with, Pacheco, just because of what he's been doing for him lately, you know. I think that's one of the keys to the game is whether the Chiefs can take some pressure off Mahomes in the passing game with their running game and maybe keep the Eagles off the field a little bit, give their defense a break. So I feel like this is a game where the Chiefs are going to need to run the ball some. I mean, I think with Andy Reid coaching, they're never going to run the ball a lot. But if they can run the ball some and be effective, I think the Chiefs, that certainly is a big factor and can help them out.
Go ahead.
And Pacheco, I'm just going to throw in, Pacheco was such a big factor in the Super Bowl 2 years ago. So I think I'd keep an eye on him. I think he's going to do something.
Yeah, go for it, Jeff. He might.
For sure. I just want to ask you about Travis Kelce. I think it was the most recent game where it wasn't as great as the one before. What does he have left when you watch him on a week to week basis? What does he look like to you? He's obviously slowed down from a speed standpoint, but he's got to be a lot smarter. So what do you expect from him in this game?
Yeah, you know, he should benefit from having the week off. You know, a second week really helped him having that extra time between the time the Chiefs clinched the playoff or the number one seed and the had to play in the divisional round against Houston really benefited him. And I think he'll benefit from having a week off again. So, you know, hard to know what the Eagles prioritize, you know, what they'll want to take away. But I think this could be another Travis Kelce game. You know, the Eagles are better on the outsides than the Bills are. Maybe the Chiefs have a little bit of trouble getting the ball to their wide receivers. They're going to need Kelce for a big game again. So we'll see. But, you know, that I think he's got one more in him for sure.
Adam Tascher with us. I just went back and looked at the box score from the game 2 years ago. Chiefs won at 38-35. You have so many of the same people for Philadelphia. Smith, Brown, and Goddard combined for 19 catches, 256 yards in that game. And, again, I go back to what they didn't have, and that's Saquon Barkley. This is, on paper, an even much better Philadelphia team, isn't it?
Yeah. Well, I mean, if those guys go off for 19 for 256, and then you add what Barkley does, the Chiefs have. It's going to be almost impossible for them to win a game like that. So they'll have to do better with their pass defense and do a decent job on Barkley. They, you know, he's going to get his yards, but they can't let him have these 50, 60 yard runs that he's seemingly pulling off once or twice a week every game now.
What are we going to hear from the Chiefs over the course of this week and media days and things like that? I'm sure they'll play it as close to the vest as possible, but now that they're getting probably barraged by national media about the three-peat and things like that, what do you expect them to say? What will we hear from Mahomes and Reid and the rest?
Well, probably what we've been hearing from them all year. You know, they're pretty consistent with their message. You know, hey, the three-peat would be great, but, you know, it's just another championship. And They've sort of downplayed the talk of the three-peat all year. You know, they've acknowledged it, but haven't really said a whole lot about it. And most recently, I asked Mahomes after the Buffalo game, and he said, hey, don't get me wrong, it'd be great, but it's just another championship to us. So I don't think you'll hear anything different or outrageous than you've heard from them recently or probably all year.
I hope they hear more about the three-peat than the favorable whistle that people perceive they've gotten. You've covered football for a long time. You've been around the Chiefs. Is just something that happens when you win, like Kansas City is winning? You're going to have the naysayers come out and try to find a conspiracy?
Yeah, you know, people feel like it's rigged, and the Chiefs get all the breaks, and the league wants Mahomes and the Chiefs in the Super Bowl and to win a Super Bowl. So, I don't see it, but, other people do. Hey, some of these calls have been 50-50, and they seem to go on the Chiefs' way. They've had other calls go against them. So I don't know. I don't see it. And, yeah, I do think it's a product of all that.
Adam Teicher with us. One last thing. I want to get a little bit personal here. You're retiring at the end of the season, which is coming up now on Sunday. You're going to go to Colorado and hang out in the mountains, which I envy. So give us a career highlight, Adam. What is there one thing that stands out to you? Is it this accumulation of success that you've seen the Chiefs pile on here the last several years?
Yeah, well, first of all, Bob, I'm going to be working probably until June or July. We don't have an exact date yet, but I am going to be working through the offseason. So I'll do the draft and some of that stuff. So, but this is my last season and my last game. There's no doubt about that. I mean, I'm not going to do another season. But in terms of highlights or memories, you know, I don't know if there's any one thing that stands out above anything else, but I will say this. I've had a front row to see the Chiefs go from what they were back in for so many years to what they are now. And it's truly been amazing, the transformation of the organization, how they really had no coherent plan to get to a point where they are now. They never were able to build anything sustainable. They had a few good, not great, not teams that were really looking back on it, serious Super Bowl contenders. So they had some good teams, but never anything they could do back-to-back or put anything sustainable. You know, until Andy Reid got there, the Chiefs had never won back-to-back division championships, for crying out loud. So, and you know, you always had coaches and front office pulling in opposite directions. They wanted different players and different things. And you know, the front office would draft players the coaches didn't want, or the front office would draft players the coaches wanted, but they didn't want. And it was always kind of a mess. And you had players wanting out, great players wanting out, Tony Gonzalez wanting a trade, and Jared Allen wanting a trade. And, you don't see those kinds of things anymore. So now the Chiefs are the franchise everybody wants to be. And it's truly amazing to see how they've gone from one extreme, if you will, to the other. It really has been fun and interesting to watch.
Well, Adam, I've really enjoyed our association talking to you on our radio show for all these years. Thank you, and best of luck covering the Super Bowl and down the road, and we really appreciate all you've done for us.
Yeah, well, thank you, Bob, and I understand you're winding it down as well, and all the best to you and yours, and hope everything works out for the best.
Yeah, I'm going to the mountains of West Wichita, so I'm looking forward to it.
All right, well, I'll see you on the trails then.
All right, thank you, Adam.
You bet.
All right, Adam Teicher, ESPN.com. Joe Auer joins us on the hotline. Joe, of course, the head boys basketball coach at Wichita Heights High School. I guess we've got a theme going today. Everybody's in their final year of doing something. Adam Teicher, no more Chiefs coverage, and now Joe Auer, who's leaving the Heights program at the end of the season for reasons we don't want to get into. We just want to celebrate the day. How you doing, Joe?
I'm doing great, Bob. Thanks for having me on, and must say I'm I'm not very happy to hear that you guys are leaving the airwaves, at least for a while. And just let me start by saying thank you for everything you have meant to our community. And to me, you're one of the most important historians in this community, and you've got a lot of great history to share, and I know you'll find a way to continue doing that in the years to come. But thank you for everything you've meant to our community, high school athletics in particular, but just Wichita in general, and no proper words to express my gratitude to what you mean to this community, Bob.
Okay, thank you for that, Joe. You're not supposed to make me emotional, but you've succeeded in doing so. So yeah, we'll figure it out. I think Jeff and I both need a little break, and we'll see what the future holds. You can never tell. I do want to say that I am proud of my son for his long feature about you, and I think everybody who read it learned a lot about you, and that was very well done. And I thought it was educational.
I've heard from countless folks, really, from all over the country, about Jeff's piece, and obviously it was very powerful for me and my family. And I think it gave some folks some background on a question I've had throughout Kay and I's time here. Why Wichita? And I thought Jeff just did a fantastic job, and so much appreciate him taking the time and energy to tell my story. And I'm receiving a lot of great feedback from folks about what a wonderful job Jeff did. And Jeff, you've got more stories to tell as well. There's a lot of interesting folks out there, and obviously you've got a knack.
I sure hope so.
A gift, and I look forward to the next story that you tell.
Well, now that you've complimented both of us, could you say something about my wife, Joe? Just
well,
kidding.
You know,
Jeff, what's your...
lovely lady.
What do you have?
How does your team... We'll just go pretty easy. How is your team looking? I know you you bounced back in that Dodge City tournament on a really difficult way to lose the semifinal game. But overall, you're having a great season. The second half of the City League, I think, is getting underway. How are you feeling about your team at this stage?
I feel great. We're leading the state in defensive scoring average. Dropped a really strange game to a really good team in Kansas City Piper, a game we led by 6 with a minute 40 to go with the ball. And some weird things happened. We made some poor decisions. When you're in a tournament, you don't have much time to think about it. The kids were fantastic. In terms of how they use that experience to get better. And couldn't have been happier than with what I saw the next day against a top 5 ranked Junction City team. I think we ended up winning by 17, played one of our better games of the last few years, and really mature group, a lot of fun every day to work with. And I like our chances here in the second half of the season.
Talking high school basketball with Joe Auer from Wichita Heights. So we've got a team that's really made a lot of noise here the first half of the season. It's been a good program for a while, bordered on being better than that. But this year, Derby seems to have broken through into that serious contender category. What do you see from Derby that leads you to think they could have some staying power and be a real threat here?
Coach Flory has put together a really nice group this year. I've seen him play 3 times now, and the thing that jumps out at you is their chemistry, their appreciation for each other. Brett's teams always play hard and come with a lot of energy, but this group seems to really care about each other. They're very skilled. They can score the basketball in a lot of different ways, but it's exciting for this part of the state to have a contender, clearly a contender. They have a very difficult game tonight. They go to Junction City for a rematch, a game that was weathered out on a couple of different occasions. So Junction City just knocked off Blue Valley Northwest last week. So this ought to be a great game tonight. And but really, Brett's a friend, and I appreciate how hard he works as a teacher coach, and he's one of the leaders of our profession in this part of the state. And we would really enjoy the opportunity to get to play them. It wouldn't happen until Coke Arena later on down the road, but I think it'd be a heck of a game if the two of us had a chance to compete this year.
I don't mean to necessarily single anyone out on your team because I know everyone plays a vital part, but just watching Chase Robinson last year in the state tournament, he missed like two shots. He's a really good rebounder. He's an athlete. He's got size. You know, I think a lot about how if there was someone covering high school sports, how much of a spotlight a guy like him and Malachi Wilkins would get, and several of your players. But Chase really impressed me. What have you seen over his 4 years, the way he's developed?
Well, that's a good recognition by you, Jeff. When he came in, he was he had decent size, but he's the youngest person in his family, and he's pretty shy and reserved. So we made him the point guard of the JV team when he came in, just to put a lot of responsibility on his plate early, make him in charge of scout team offense, and being the JV point guard in our program is a heavy load, and he handled it well as a freshman. And his first two seasons, he's had a great high school career. This year, in my opinion, he's one of the best players in the state. He's a Swiss Army knife. He can play point guard. He can play center. He's about almost 6'5", good sized kid, but really high IQ. And as he matures, it's kind of a coaching cliche term, but as he matures, we're seeing improvement in his motor. And that's really the thing that will take him to great places on the next level. Right now, he's already had a couple of Division II offers that he has decided to hold off on. So he's being recruited pretty heavily at the MIAA level. Every junior college in the state loves him. But he's got a bright future, super young man. As you watch him, and he gets better, it has more to do with just his communication, his energy, responsibility for all of the moving parts on the floor. And we've watched him growing to quite a fine young man who his best basketball is ahead of him, and really look forward to competing with him in February and March here down the stretch.
Final moments here with Joe Auer from Wichita Heights. So, Joe, I may never have the opportunity to interview you again. So I got to ask you, even though we're in the middle of a season, and I know you'll probably say, I don't want to think about this yet. I still want to win with this Heights team. But this is your final year with Heights due to a contractual thing and a deal. I can't even get into it. It takes too long to explain. But you're being kind of forced to retire from USD 259. The flame's still burning. You know what you're going to do yet?
I don't know. Take a little time. Think about that, pray about that. I've been praying about it a lot. I will do something. You're correct. I feel like I'm actually, as far as this job is concerned, I've never been more engaged, more able to lead a team at practice and game. So I certainly have no feelings of a need to step away because of diminishing abilities, but I think it'll be healthy for me to step away. I've been at Heights since I was 23 years old, and so I think it'll be an opportunity, even though it's not necessarily my choice, but it'll be an opportunity to just kind of take some things in, evaluate, maybe, and learn some new things. I plan on watching some folks in this craft, and I think it'll be an opportunity for me to develop and grow, and I look forward to what's coming up around the corner. I don't know what that is yet, Bob, and you're correct. I'm really focused on the next 6-7 weeks and trying to be as successful as we can. But without question, just like you, there's more to come, and I just don't know exactly what that's going to be yet.
Or maybe the powers that be could realize that they have a flawed policy and maybe tweak it. But that's just me. I used to be a columnist, and trust me, I would be writing a column about all this if I still had that tool. Joe, we really appreciate you and all the times you've come on our show. We admire what you've done with that basketball program at Heights, and we'll stay in touch and talk soon, okay?
Bob and Jeff, appreciate everything, and definitely look forward to staying in touch and communicating and maybe working together in the future. Best of luck to you guys, and once again, thank you for what you mean to our community. And Bob, keep telling stories. Jeff, keep telling stories, please.
Thank you. Joe Auer, Wichita Heights boys basketball coach, and one of our guys. I mean, it's just plain and simple.
Yeah,
so there you go.
A friend.
What?
A friend.
Well, yeah, a good friend.
Sure.
I'll top you. What? Now what?
Great friend.
One of my best friends.
My best friend in the whole world.
I'd take a bullet for him.
I have.
Really? Show me the wound.
Right there.
There's no, you know, we like the guy.
Of course.
But everybody that's going to be on the show this week is somebody we think very highly of.
That's the idea.
So that's kind of where the direction we're headed.
I'm okay with it.
Including who else do we need to get? Give me some names. Who do you want to get? I've got Brent Chemnitz tomorrow.
Okay, well that should be fun. Great question. I would have to think about
Weston
that a little
and
bit.
Chris Davis is going to come on Friday.
Yeah. Well, everyone will come on Friday. David Michael Hahn, of course, will be here.
David Michael who? Who else?
I don't know. I was trying to think of all the people who have hosted the show at some point. I don't think we could get them all back.
We gotta get the big fella on for.
Yeah, we gotta get Anthony,
and we'll talk with Anthony when we make picks. All right, that's it. 1 hour in the books. We'll come back with a second hour after the break.